You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Our world needs you, that it may see some of the heart of God in you.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive our sins for the sake of your Son who atoned for those sins, and give us the joy of salvation, that we may live as your sons and daughters, members of your family, by faith in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Forgiveness comes from the heart of God. It is God showing his heart to the world. It is God doing what only he can, forgiving out of the goodness of his heart, freely by his grace, out of pure love, and for no other reason at all. Forgiveness is God's gift to the world in Jesus Christ. It's the reason for the coming of Christ, for the Son of God becoming a man. It's the reason Jesus was born, lived, died, and was buried. He lived and died for us, that we might live by faith in him. Living by faith in Jesus is having confidence that God forgives, really forgives, for the sake of Jesus, his Son, who took our place, died for our sins, and made good for everything we have been and everything we have done. For the sake of Jesus, God forgives. Forgiveness comes from the heart of God. He sent his Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. Forgiveness is the heart of the good news of God that all of us have in Jesus Christ. This is really good news, surprising, exciting, and incredibly generous, that God forgives people like us. He forgives you, and he forgives me. All are put right with God, said St. Paul, freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God set forth to be a substitutionary sacrifice for our sins through faith in his blood. It's a brutal story for a brutal world, caught in a mess created by its own brutality. It's about people who need forgiveness and don't deserve forgiveness. It's for people who see the mess they are in and have also come to see that they cannot work their own way out of it. It's for people who are suffering and know they are suffering. Only the repentant, turning away from themselves in revulsion at what they see, experience the glory of forgiveness, which is extended by God in his grace to everyone. After forgiveness, what? There are those who are ready to say, nothing, that's what. They are contradicted by a man in deep trouble who said, everything, that's what. The story is told by St. Luke in the 19th chapter of his Gospel. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. There was a chief tax collector there named Zacchaeus, who was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was a little man and could not see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, who would be going that way.
When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to Zacchaeus, "Hurry down, Zacchaeus, for I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed him with great joy. All the people who saw it started grumbling. "This man has gone as a guest to the home of a sinner." Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Listen, sir, I will give half of my belongings to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone, I will pay him back four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Salvation has come to this house today. This man also is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." It's a great story. It really happened. All of the human touches along the road in Jericho tell how real it is. The little man climbing up in the tree to get a glimpse of Jesus going by. Jesus looking up and seeing him there. Jesus calling to him by name, "Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down, for I'm going to stay at your house today." The man coming down, all smiles, the murmuring of the pious. He's gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner, and Zacchaeus, from whom people least expected it, coming through like a house afire with a practical demonstration of how forgiveness really works. The story is real. The forgiveness of God is real. Christ is real, and the forgiven life is real. Today, salvation has come to this house. This is also a son of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. This is God, not waiting for people to seek him out, but himself seeking out and saving the lost. That's God. It's God in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. Jesus knew Zacchaeus, though he had probably never met him before. Jesus knew this man for what he was. He was not a decent sort of man. The people around there wouldn't have anything to do with him. He was a tax collector, a profession which in those days had no honor about it at all. It was a disreputable business of gouging out of people what you could without regard for fairness, honesty, understanding, or any other human quality that would serve as an excuse for associating with this man, even in his off hours. That was Zacchaeus, the little man who climbed up into a tree in order to see. Jesus Christ saw him as he was, a representative of a whole system of tyranny and oppression. He also saw him as a man, deeply crushed inside, looking for help. Any kind of help that would make him a man again. Jesus Christ gave that man help. He is big enough to help the lost ones, whoever and wherever they are. He sees all the sin, and he forgives. That's Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ met Zacchaeus, he didn't have to expose him as a tax collector. Everybody knew what he was. Jesus Christ forgave. That doesn't mean forgetting or overlooking the sin. It doesn't mean encouraging dishonesty or condoning rapacity. Jesus Christ recognized evil as evil. He also saw the hopelessness in the eyes of the little man lodged in the fork of the tree. Jesus has something for people like that. Forgiveness. It was a wonderful day for Zacchaeus. He heard that invitation coming from the one man who is the very picture of righteousness. "Zacchaeus, come down quickly. I must stay at your house today." No wonder, as Luke tells us, that he came down quickly and embraced Jesus joyfully. It was the beginning of a new day for this man. For the first time in his life, he experienced forgiveness. Forgiveness from the heart of God, as only he can give it. This is his day. It's the kind of joyful event that erases the past and gives hope for the future. It's the joy a person feels when he experiences acceptance rather than the rejection he was expecting. It's a joy everyone can feel when he realizes his own unworthiness. And here's the good news of the forgiveness of God as I give it to you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, who died for you, you are forgiven. After forgiveness, what? Why, a new life, that's what. Zacchaeus was not a man to stand around making pious phrases. He said to Jesus, "See, Lord, I will give half of my property to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay him four times as much as I took away from him."
That's change. It's what the gospel of Jesus Christ produces. Change. It's a radical change when a man gives up what he was and gets what Jesus has to give. That's forgiveness and life. With the getting, he himself becomes a giver. Instead of worrying about whether he's going to get what's coming to him with all the terrifying possibilities that offers, he has got acceptance from God by forgiveness. And he's going to be a giver from here on in. Before, he was thinking only about himself. And now he's thinking about others. After forgiveness, what? This is what. He becomes a giver and a forgiver himself. A lot of people have a feeling that's the way it's got to work. It explains why they don't want to accept the forgiveness of God. You will have to be different from then on in. You can't accept forgiveness and go on being the same hard-bitten, self-seeking, self-righteous, and unforgiving person you were before. Of course not. You simply can't go that way when you're forgiven. Rejection of the forgiveness of God, or mere formal acceptance which does not touch the heart, shows no repentance and no faith, both of which are necessary ingredients of real acceptance of the forgiveness of God. Repentance is turning toward God. Faith is confidence in Jesus Christ and his atonement for sin, that it is real. Faith accepts the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Faith accepts forgiveness. And faith works by love. There is no other way. What a blessing our world would receive if all the people who profess to have faith in Jesus Christ would really accept the forgiveness of God and take their place in the world as forgiven members of his family. What a blessing our world would receive if all those bitter people in the world who are without God and without hope in the world would turn to God, accept his forgiveness, and become his men and women where they are. What a blessing our world would receive if you would accept the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ and become his man or woman right where you are. What I say to you, I say to myself. Zacchaeus really got forgiveness. He got it with a real understanding of how great a gift forgiveness really is. It came as a great surprise to him, and he never forgot what it meant to him. "Sir," he said, "half of my goods I give to the poor." A United States senator whom I know told a woman who said to him that people in the churches would rise as one man to help the hungry in the world, "I'll phone you when I get the first letter." Later on, he reported to this woman, "I haven't had to make the call yet." All of us have many sins to repent of, and the greatest is our forgetfulness of forgiveness. After forgiveness, what? Why, action, that's what. Loving action. Reflecting the love of God which has been shed abroad into our hearts through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus showed that he knew what forgiveness meant. "Today salvation has come to this house," said Jesus. "This man's a real son of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost ones." That's God talking. My friend, know the joy of forgiveness. It's from God to you for the sake of Jesus Christ. Know the joy of forgiving and of giving. It's from God to you in Jesus Christ. This is not simply do-gooder philosophy. There's no philosophy here. This is the Spirit of God acting in the hearts of people and moving them to be what God wants them to be. Nobody has to apologize for being God's man or woman in this world of ours. Confessing his need for forgiveness, accepting the grace of forgiveness, and doing the work of forgiveness. Nobody has to apologize for that. My friend, you need the forgiveness of God. If you don't, you can just forget about everything that I have said today. If you do need his forgiveness, as I do, I want you to know you have his genuine and heartfelt forgiveness in Jesus Christ. For you, he died. And for you, he lives again. He is Lord, and you can put your confidence in him. Our world needs you. With all the forgiveness God has given you,
and with all of the love that you will always experience from the heart of God in His forgiveness. Our world needs you, that it may see some of the heart of God in you. Our world needs the new life that is in Jesus Christ. It needs to find that life in you and me. It will get that life, not from us, but from Jesus Christ, who can forgive and give new life. New life in Christ looks like a burden to some people, and it is. A burden something like sails are to a ship, or wings to a bird. Now the God of all peace, who brought our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, from the dead, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.